reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. The city of Abbotsford's Patricia Dreesen is vying for a seat on council this October. Abbotsford's Patricia Dreesen attended the University of the Fraser Valley and launched her event company, Perfect Sense Events, in 2011, working alongside various companies and not-for-profits in the city. Dreesen now has her sights set on city council, where she hopes to further her work in being of service to the community. In a recent interview, Dreesen spoke on the main issue she hopes to address, November's flooding, social issues, and the culture in Abbotsford. What's the number one issue you plan on addressing during your campaign?
There are quite a few issues. I've been learning and listening to many different residents and meeting with community groups, but I do feel that overall, mostly people are concerned about the homelessness problem that we have, or the challenge that we have. It's very complex, but I am planning on making that a priority. I know there are a lot of really good organizations and community groups that are doing some good things, and I'd love to see some more collaboration with them in the city, and I'd love for us to try and work together to try and solve that and just, you know, overall help people feel more safe and also be compassionate to those who are living that are living that lifestyle, and just try and see if we can find some middle ground that will clean our city up a little bit.
What do you believe council must do this term to prepare the region for addressing the climate and infrastructure issues that the flood brought through Abbotsford?
Another big thing that our community has gone through, and I think, you know, the city has an environmental strategic plan in place, and there are some good framework there, but I think it definitely needs to be looked at a little more seriously. I think spend a little bit more time and prioritize it. You know, we've seen what happens if things maybe don't get looked at or things don't get taken care of early on. And unfortunately, it was, you know, quite devastating for so many people in our community. But that being said, you know, I hope that we can use that knowledge in the future and prepare ourselves for the next time, whether it be a flood or something else.
How do you believe that council or yourself, if you get elected as part of council, need to address these issues locally to show respect to those underrepresented at City Hall and disproportionately affected by equality in the community?
I absolutely believe that diversity and inclusion is important. And I've seen, you know, many different groups in our and actually have been privileged to speak with many of them as well over the years, being involved at that event to hear what they're doing and to know what they're doing firsthand. And that being said, there's lots of room to be done as well. I know that, you know, there's still bias, and I know we still see racism in our community. And so I just hope that we'll continue to speak to these challenges and not just, you know, say, okay, we've moved along and we're good to go now. I think it's just important to acknowledge that there's room for more work to be done. And I hope that council and a new council moving forward will also value that and see the same thing.
Is there anything that we didn't cover in this phone call that you want to address?
I mean, just for myself, I just really ensured that we're challenging people to go out and vote and to make sure that they're educating themselves about all the other candidates. I think that, you know, I would just encourage everyone to use your voice. Don't feel like that you don't have it. And then I think that Abbotsford, I get the sense, I mean, we will be forced into change because they're, you know, we've got a couple of council, you know, council members stepping down and one running for mayor. So this is the time that we, you know, there will be change in Abbotsford. There will for sure be two new voices on that table. And so it's a really important time, I think, for the community to come in and to show, you know, to speak up and say who you'd like to see represent you. And so I would just leave that encouragement with everyone.
Find out more about Patricia Dreesen at patriciadreesen.com before the election on October 15th. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.